are so many fabulous faraway places to see, such as Mexico, Sweden, Hawaii, Japan, and Capri. There's so many exciting and wonderful places, mountains and jungles.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Ray. You're listening to Thought Provoking Talk on Dresser After Dark.
So why stay there when there are so many fabulous faraway places to see?
Wendy Lipton Dipner with us, MA. She is the author of MAD, M-A-D, Leadership for Healthcare and the Action Formula. She's the founder of MyDoctorStory.com. She's the president of Professional Impact, Inc. She's known internationally for her expertise in helping doctors and their staff to be more effective with people. That's you and I. She's an expert in organizational and personal development, sought-after industry speaker, and she's presented at the U.S. Senate, hundreds of healthcare organizations and Fortune 50 companies. And let us say, Wendy, hi. Welcome to the show.
Michael, thank you so much for inviting me. It's such an important topic.
Oh, absolutely. I want to do something from your press release. I want to hit four things, and I want to go right to the core of something.
Okay.
One of the things that we have to address today, most people know that, one, doctors are losing money and patients are paying for it. Two, doctors are not effective communicators. They're not. Staff are underpaid, overworked, and angry. Healthcare is a culture of fear and mistrust. Let's start from the beginning. Wendy, where did this start? Where was that transitional period that's showing us what we see today?
In America or in...
In America. In America. Oh. Let's go America.
You know, I think it had to start the first time somebody noticed that they weren't getting what they wanted from their doctor and called their attorney. And it's just gone straight downhill from there.
You know, it's interesting because it's a reversible cause and effect here. We say, why did the doctors charge so much? And why do we sue them so much? Mm-hmm. So it's a back and forth thing. But I think one of the greatest areas of concern, which you touch, is the ability to communicate with the doctor. I guess there is a language there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. There's a whole world there. If any of us went overseas to travel, we would need to learn more than the language. We would need to learn the culture. And so the world of healthcare is a culture in itself. And when you understand how to navigate that world, you can get everything you need.
But that's really critical when we talk about navigating that particular world. And the navigation, that's the roadmap to be able to get there. Most people have no idea. To begin with, the doctor is the be-all, end-all. You don't argue with the doctor. They know everything. The other side of that is we're told that healthcare is down the tubes, and most people don't have it anyway, and you can't get it, which is not true. So it's very confusing.
It is very confusing. And ironically, it's not just confusing for patients. It's confusing for the doctors and their staff. They tell me their horrible stories every day, and quite frankly, they don't actually believe all of the myths that are out here. They're not making the money that we all think they're making. They're not as arrogant as we all think they are, and they truly don't think they have all the answers, which is scary for them as well as for us.
Wendy, I spent a number of years, 18, 20 years in Fairbanks, Alaska, in the interior, and it got to a point there where the wonderful doctors, a very close-knit organizations, and we only had, 26,000 in the entire city, and then there was nothing outside of it. Mm-hmm. But the key there basically was this. When the population started to increase and they couldn't get doctors up there, the general practitioners, the family doctors, were starting to charge a retainer just to make sure that the patient could get in to see them.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that's happening more and more. We're seeing more of what we call boutique or concierge practices, where doctors are charging a fee for the kind of personalized, customized, one-on-one care that so many Americans want. Unfortunately, not all Americans can afford.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you something, but don't tell anybody.
Okay.
This is our secret.
Between you and me.
This is it. Yeah, our secret.
Right.
I go back far enough where I remember when the doctor used to come out to the house with a little black bag and you'd get the shots.
Yeah, well, I remember that too. And my very first story, in fact, I tell this story on MyDoctorStory.com. I was a little girl. I was sick. My grandmother called the doctor. He came to the house, and my grandmother left me alone in the room with him. Now, that would never happen today.
Never, never.
But the doctor was alone in the room with me, and I started to cry because I was scared. And he took the pillow and he put it over my head, and he gave me a shot. Mm. And when my grandmother came back in the room, the first thing she said was, "Now, that wasn't so bad, was it?" And I learned very young that we weren't supposed to complain and we were just supposed to do what the grown-ups told us to do. And, of course, now I'm speaking exactly the opposite on that.
No, absolutely. No question about it. Doctors have changed. The culture has changed and society has changed, obviously. And, you know, we're very trendy. And for the most part, I don't want to say what I'm going to say next, but we have kind of a herd mentality. You tell us what to do and that's what to do and it's right,
yes.
Which is not right. One of the things that I think is critical is finding the right doctor. You talk about look beyond the skill and the credentials. That's truly where it's at. There's got to be somebody behind those papers.
Yeah, but you know what I'm finding is that it's much more than the skill and credentials. I mean, anyone can go online today. There's a website you can go to, healthgrades.com, which will tell you all you need to know about doctors and if they've got the credentials and if they've really been helping or if they've got any negative statistics. You can get the clinical information, but what I see in my business is that it's not enough to have good clinical skills. If you haven't got the interpersonal skills, you're not going to be able to help your patients. And so what we need to do as consumer is we need to go in there and make sure that these people are who we want. Look beyond their skills and credentials. Look to their personalities. Are they the right fit for us?
No, absolutely. And I would take it even a step farther than that. It's almost as if we want to go in there and interview them to see if they're good enough to work on us.
Oh, yes. In fact, I tell people from the moment you call, you ask the people who answer the phone, tell me about your doctor. Is this someone I can talk to? Is this a chatty person or a bottom line person? What's this person like? And they'll tell you.
Yeah. Years ago, I had an operation that, I was supposed to get an operation in Fairbanks. And the doctor said, who would you like to do it here? And I said, nobody, thank you. I'm going down south where they do 100 of them every 2 hours.
Sure.
Yeah. And that's realistically what to do. You want the experts to be able to handle it because sometimes you only get one chance. And there is something that I've seen and I've heard so much about lately is go with an advocate. Go with somebody who can hear what you don't hear.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to tell you something about this whole patient advocacy thing. And it's fabulous and I'm all for it. But they're not there at 2 o'clock in the morning. When you're in the hospital and it's 2 o'clock in the morning and your family has gone home, you've got to be your own advocate.
Okay.
So you've got to know what to say. I was left for 30 minutes sitting on a bedpan. Not a pretty story.
No.
But I knew.
Wait. I told you about the black bag. You can tell me about the bedpan.
It's, yeah.
Our secrets are safe.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Okay.
It's just us. I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
30 minutes on a bedpan. And I knew what to do to get people in there to make sure that never happened to me again.
Yeah.
You've got to know what to do when, you know, they're taking breaks. They're busy, and they're not always happy at that time of night.
No, so, not at all.
You know, you've got to get them to talk to you. You've got to make friends with them. You've got to, you know, this sounds so silly. I can't believe we're taking airtime for this, but you've got to be nice to them.
Yeah.
You know, who wants to serve somebody who's bratty?
No, I got loud and clear, by the way, that what you're saying is very practical. Also, besides practical, it's doable because doctors, men or women, it doesn't really matter. Doctors are people, too. We should get T-shirts. We'll sell them.
Yeah,
but doctors are people, too. And they have the same fears, the same desires, the same everything that we do. They have a particular skill. And it's time to go, and as you're advocating, to go beyond that skill set to see what it is that you're dealing with. Because just getting a certificate on the wall does not mean that you have the wherewithal to really do the job.
Right, exactly. And unfortunately, the people who do have the certificates on the wall are so busy trying to make decisions that they forget about how to be people with other people.
Okay,
so we need to remind them about that.
We started this out talking about communication. You've said shift your communication style.
Yes. The idea is that I've been running around for 30 years teaching doctors how to shift their communication styles, and quite frankly, some of them just don't want to change. And so because of that, what I'm doing is teaching consumers how to do it instead. I'm saying, fine, here's everything I've taught to the doctors all these years. Some of them are doing it. May the force be with them. They're fabulous. They're putting out great doctor stories. But the rest of us need to learn their world and shift to their style. So if you are a chatty Cathy kind of person and you want to go in there and you want to tell your doctor all about your kid's soccer game and your doctor is a bottom line, quick to the point, in and out kind of person, you're going to miss your chance to get what you need from that doctor. So you've got to shift.
Okay. So in essence, what we really have to do is be aware of what we're walking into. And for years and years and years, we haven't been aware. The doctor was the be-all, end-all. The doctor said it, you did it. You did not contradict the doctor. That's over.
Yeah, you know, it's really over because my research and all the work I'm doing is showing that patients aren't doing what their doctors are telling them to do. They look up on the internet, they listen to their friend Sadie, and their friend Sadie says, well, my doctor didn't do that, my doctor did this. And so they say, well, then I'm not going to do it. And the end result is that people are wasting hundreds, even thousands of dollars every year because they don't do what their doctors tell them to do. They don't take the pills, they don't go for the testing, they don't lay off the French fries and cut back on the vodka and give up the cigarettes. They just do what they want to do. And so the end result is that all of these skyrocketing costs in large measure are our fault.
Okay, so let's say, for instance, that I pick up MAD, M-A-D, a capital M period, capital A period, capital D period, leadership in healthcare, and I find out why doctors may not want to see me and the scariest demons may be in my local hospital and the mistakes and the hidden cost and the outstanding care and so on and so forth and the newest trends. Is it a roadmap? Are you going to take me symbolically by the hand and walk me through so I know what to expect before I get there?
Oh, God bless you. No, it's not. In fact, I don't sell MAD Leadership to patients. MAD Leadership is a textbook for doctors and administrators to help them to learn better how to manage the world of patients.
So it's going to be you're going to hold them symbolically by the hand to let them know how to deal with me.
Right. Now, I train doctors. Now, what I'm doing for patients...
Well, you better put a whole chapter in there for me.
Oh, there you go.
I don't deal with them like everybody else does.
Okay. Well, that's probably why you're getting the care you want.
I start out on the bed screaming, you'll never take me alive. Other than that, we're good.
That's a good way to do it. Go for it. No, this stuff that I have for consumers is free, Larry. I don't charge for that. That's at mydoctorstory.com. And what I do is I provide free healthcare tips every day in my blog and in listening to patient stories. When they tell me their stories, then I put it up on the web with lessons to be learned. What can other people do to avoid those kind of situations? And that's all free. I don't charge for that.
Well, what about looking at it from the other side? We're going to write a new book here. We're going to go to another marketing thing.
Okay, let's do it.
How about we write the book, What the doctors now see and how to be able to deal with them on an even keel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that I guess that's what we're talking about. Now, if I go to www.pro-impact.com and I see the free demo video, am I going to see what the doctors are going to get or something to
yes.
help me? Okay.
At pro-impact.com, that's my professional site for doctors who want to learn how to be more efficient and better with patients. For consumers, you can go there and play there and watch fun videos and learn great communication skills for your family. But what will really help you is mydoctorstory.com. That's really where you want to go.
You know, I think this is going to be, there's a great window of opportunity for this now. If you would have put this out 10 years ago, I would have said, okay, ho-hum. And there's a reason, so bear with me.
Yeah.
Because doctors weren't threatened then. They didn't have the healthcare issue that's going, whatever healthcare debate is.
Yeah.
They didn't have the healthcare, the debate going on now, and they weren't as frightened as they are. They weren't losing the money. They weren't having the problems, and they weren't worried about the amount of patients that were coming through the door. Now they are forced to do something, and if they don't change it, they're going to be out of business totally. So that's why I think the window of opportunity for MAD right now, it couldn't be any better.
Yeah, you know, you're right on target. 10 years ago, the calls that I was getting from doctors had to do with their awareness of the competitiveness of the industry.
Yeah.
So they were calling me for customer service programs and for training programs for elective services and basically sales training for doctors, if you will.
Sure.
Today, they're calling me for conflict resolution because doctors are having to play nice with other doctors and they're not having an easy time doing it. They're forming group practices because they can't afford to be solo anymore, and they're calling me for help putting those teams together. The problems are very different now than they were 10 years ago in healthcare, and we as consumers are paying the price for that because doctors don't know how to run their own businesses. They don't know how to play well with other doctors, and the end result is we're caught in the middle between doctors. We don't know who to go to. The doctors aren't talking. It's pretty dangerous.
Well, okay, let's look at that just a little bit differently. They know exactly what they're doing, quote, unquote. Hear me out. They know exactly what they're doing based on the experience that they have. They're not looking beyond themselves, and I think that in and of itself is a problem. They don't get along with other doctors because each one has a different image of what a doctor should be. So it's the same thing as we run into politically today. There are no common definitions to move forward at the same speed and focused on the same target.
Larry, that was really well said. I mean, Michael, that was really well said. You should definitely put that up somewhere. That was really good.
No, but it's true. That's really what goes on. It is a lack of communication, and the communication is the different definitions of what they hold. It's the same thing, Wendy, it is the same thing with an audience no matter where you go.
Mm-hmm.
If we say the word, pick a word, the word gun, all right?
Yep.
And better yet, try this out. I'm going to say gun, pistol. What do you see in your mind?
Weapon of destruction.
Okay, but what kind?
A handgun.
Okay, but what kind of a handgun? Is it silver? Is it black? Is it big? Is it small?
It's black with a brown thing.
Okay, now I
you can
see,
tell I'm really a gun person.
No, but the point of contention is this: if I say you say gun, and I see a 9mm a Glock semi-automatic, da da da. Now it doesn't matter if you're a gun person than I am, or vice versa. The point is we said a word, and we held two completely different images of that word.
You bet.
And we're going to have two different messages and go in two different directions because of that. There's your problem with the doctors.
Certainly one of them, you bet,
yeah.
You bet. And another one of them is that the doctors and patients are on two different sides of the fence, and we've got to get them aligned.
Okay. I think it's the same problem between the doctors and the patients and the alignment.
Mm-hmm.
This word communication is a very powerful word, and it is so strong that even your body, even down to a cellular level that you communicate within yourself.
You bet.
And then we communicate out externally. And most of the problems that we have boil down to miscommunication. It's not what you say, it's what I hear, and vice versa.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's what you don't say.
Yeah. No,
it's
absolutely.
It's what you don't say, Michael.
I agree.
So many people don't tell the truth to their doctors. You know, the TV show House, his premise is that patients lie, and as much as I hate to admit it, it's true.
Yeah.
There's so much that we're embarrassed about that we don't share with physicians or dentists. You know, are you flossing? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and why doesn't a, and I'm not saying that all politicians are corrupt and so on, so I don't think that. But for the most part, why won't a politician tell you the truth about something? There is a reason for it. The great example is the kid walks into the house and you say, tell me the truth. And the kid tells you the truth. You know, whack the kid. Okay.
Right.
What have you proved? What have you taught that kid? If they tell the truth, they're going to get slapped. All right.
That's right.
The same thing that you're saying and the same thing with the politicians. If they tell you what they really think, you may not like it and they're going to get slapped.
Yeah, well, the politicians are getting slapped right now in Washington with this whole health care reform.
Thank goodness.
And you know, the sad piece of this is, whatever your politics are, the bottom line is that what they're working on there is not going to solve these problems.
I agree. Well, it's not health care. It's about the insurance companies.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. I got it loud and clear. We're starting to run out of time. You're an absolutely delightful guest.
Aren't you sweet? Thank you.
And I think everybody should really, every doctor should buy the book, because if I get sick again, I don't want to be in trouble.
There you go. Absolutely. And in the meantime, everybody out there who's not a doctor, please come to mydoctorstory.com and let me help you. It costs you nothing, and you could gain a lot.
Wait, say it slow just so we don't miss it.
It's mydoctorstory.com.
Wonderful. Hey, Wendy, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Take care.
Good
Bye-bye.
Night.
And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all. That's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all. That's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the